قدام السوق قدام اللي معلي.
Egyptian songwriter Yusra El-Hawari is new to performing, but she won the Fair Play Global Music Awards with her first video, Al-Sur, or The Wall. El-Hawari set her video against walls built by Egypt's military rulers earlier this year around government ministries in Cairo. In a light and lilting voice, she tells the story of a poor man who stands before a wall and pees on the wall and on those who built it. But the lyrics from a poem by her friend Walid Taher were written in 2005, well before last year's revolution.
When Walid wrote it before, he didn't mean this wall. Of course, it was like more like a philosophy or something about any wall.
The military's walls have since fallen, like the old government before it. But even after democratic elections, El-Hawari says, other barriers remain.
For the government, I see that nothing changed. I don't see that we have more freedom now. Actually, nothing changed. It's still the same. And I actually faced more problems in arts after the revolution.
El-Hawari lives on a bustling street not far from Cairo's Tahrir Square. In general, she's optimistic, heartened that her fellow Egyptians have been empowered by the revolution. And despite growing concern for women under an Islamist government, she says she's not suffered for not wearing the veil. There's a freshness to the 29-year-old singer, who's also an actor and a mime, a contrast to the pop trends common among her contemporaries. And then there's the accordion.
I wanted to play an instrument that I can take anywhere, because I was very jealous, like my friends, they can take their guitars and two trips or something. And I play piano, so I can take it anywhere.
Although the instrument is played in Egypt, El-Hawari evokes a French style that she balances with Middle Eastern melodies. She says the novelty of a young girl playing the accordion in Cairo helped make the wall a success. She recalls posting the video late one night.
I woke up the next morning with my phone saying that I have 350 emails and 400 notifications on Facebook, and I said, is there something wrong with my phone? And I didn't expect anything.
The song went viral, catching the attention of the Fair Play judges in Brazil, where she'll receive her prize in November and take part in a Voices Against Corruption festival. Hers is a political voice, and a strong one, yet light, cheerful, and sly. Elizabeth Tharrett, VOA News, Cairo.